Council members were scheduled to consider a $10,000 budget transfer that would have paid for an education program to inform the public about a ballot proposition to defund the library. However, the motion failed without a second when it was introduced. The request was brought to the council by Acting City Manager Lacey Simpson in response to a proposal to cut about 40% of Ketchikan's library funding. The issue will be on the ballot this fall, asking borough voters outside the cities of Ketchikan and Saxman to repeal a tax that provides about $500,000 in annual funding to the library. At Thursday's meeting, Pastor John Judson spoke in opposition to the education campaign during public comment. He objected to wording in the motion, which states the purpose is to, quote, influence the outcome of the ballot proposition.
And it just occurred to me that this is not government's job to try to take one group of people and influence them against another. Now, these people out here in the borough have decided that they wanted the people's voice to speak and not anyone else's.
Judson also says $10,000 could be better spent. Another motion to reduce the pay to the city mayor and city council members by $100 per regular meeting also failed. The measure would save the city $19,000 annually and was suggested by council member Riley Gass.
I just think that we've had to make some very tough decisions that affect the entire community, more strongly affect the lower income citizens of our community by raising taxes. And I think that this would be a good way of taking a little hit ourselves, shows the community that we're in it together.
Several council members spoke about the time they spend reading materials, researching issues, and responding to citizens' emails and questions. Council member Judy Zenge, whose term expires this October and who is not seeking re-election, spoke about the time commitment.
Although I do understand Councilman Gass's, it's a gesture of good faith. I feel what we do even with that compensation is a gesture of good faith. We put a lot of hours, we give a lot of time. And even though I'm not going to be here, I get to vote on this and I can't support it.
The motion failed 2-5 with Gass and Councilmember Jay Matani voting in favor. Also Thursday night, the council unanimously approved a motion to extend Acting City Manager Lacey Simpson's contract through the end of September. The new City of Ketchikan, Ketchikan Public Utilities Manager, Delilah Walsh, starts October 1st. In other business, the council voted to defer a resolution amending the City of Ketchikan compensation plan to the first regular meeting in October, when the new city manager is on board and can provide input. The resolution would give the manager greater authority in offering step increases to current and new employees. The council also held a discussion on whether to draft a resolution opposing the constitutional convention. The idea was proposed by Councilmember Jana Lee Gage. Similar resolutions have been adopted by the Alaska Municipal League and Juneau's Chamber of Commerce. Alaskans will vote this November on whether or not the state's primary governing document should be revised. As this was not an action item, staff was directed to bring back a proposed resolution. The council's next regular meeting is September 15th.